Blog Talk Radio.
We have been trained to hate ourselves and love white people.
We still are exploited as a people. We're constantly fighting for resources.
We've never been citizens, except on paper.
The participants of this are normally victims of this neocolonialist system.
You're listening to the voices of New Africa. Free the land. Free the land.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
And we are back once again at the Voices of New Africa, the show dedicated to the liberation of new African people in solidarity with the New African Independence Movement, ANAM. And I am your host, Brother Prophecy, a.k.a. Yera Amati. And as always, we will be joined by some of the brightest minds in the New African community as we have intellectual conversations, discussions about things that are relevant to the New African Movement, independence movement. And as always, we like to start the show out by shining the spotlight on an individual, an organization, or an event which played a significant role in the struggle for liberation of new African people. And today we want to talk about the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Now, what that is that's a document that was adopted by the UN in 1948, which outlines the rights in which every human being on the planet Earth are born with. Now, this is significant because in this country, as far as new African people, there is a long history of a struggle for civil rights. And for a large part, for too many new African people, we don't even understand what human rights are. And the fact that they do exist. See, human rights are the rights that are granted by people, granted to people for simply being human. Civil rights are the rights that are granted to you by your government. And if they are given to you, then they can be taken away. See, human rights are not given to you. You're born with them. And no one can take them away from you. But I want to play a clip about the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So here's a clip about human rights, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Human rights is, that's a good question.
Human rights, that's a tough one.
Wow.
I don't even know how to give that a definition.
I would probably have to do a little bit of homework or something.
Any right that I think any, just as a normal, you know, human, any.
The rights that humans have.
Oh, that's a very large debate.
Me será que es humanity.
Que tú le puedes preguntar a 20 personas y te van a dar 20 diferentes opiniones.
Non saprei, una domanda complicatissima.
Yes, we just take them for granted that they're there, but we don't even consider what they are.
Human rights are the rights you have simply because you're human. It's how you instinctively expect and deserve to be treated as a person, like the right to live freely, to speak your mind, and to be treated as an equal. There are many kinds of rights. Most apply to a certain group. But human rights are the only ones that apply to absolutely everyone, everywhere. That means kids, old people, poor people, basketball players, garbage men, rappers, teachers, Africans, Indians, Albanians, Christians, Muslims, Kabbalists, atheists, your mom, your dad, your next door neighbor, and you all have the exact same human rights. In other words, they're universal. But the question remains, what are they?
Name human, the human rights?
What the human rights are?
The right to live.
Equality between all people.
Right to religion, the right to...
Is there supposed to be a list somewhere I should be aware of?
According to the United Nations, there are a total of 30 human rights, which are usually lumped together and called simply human rights. They're all listed out in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which is the world's most widely accepted document on the subject. So, in summary, At first, only a few lucky people had any rights. Until one of those guys decided, hey, other people should have some rights too. Which was great, except not everyone agreed. And it only took a few thousand years of fighting and declarations and more fighting until everyone finally agreed that human rights should apply to everyone. And they all lived happily ever after. Except for one little problem. If people have the right to food and shelter, why are 16,000 children dying of starvation every day? One every 5 seconds. If people have freedom of speech, why are thousands in prison for speaking their minds? If people have the right to education, why are over a billion adults unable to read? If slavery has truly been abolished, why are 27 million people still enslaved today? More than twice as many as in 1800. The fact is, when it was signed, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights did not have the force of law. It was optional. And despite many more documents, conventions, treaties, and laws, it's still little more than words on a page. So the question is, who will make those words a reality?
There it is. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and that is what we will shine the spotlight on today. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights, a document adopted by the UN in 1948, which outlines rights in which all human beings have from birth, not granted by the state, not granted by the white man or whoever is the head of your particular government. These are granted, these are rights that people have from birth. And along with those rights, well, within those rights, it states that any people who have suffered long-term oppression at the hands of another people have the right to separate from those people and create their own independent sovereign nation. Now, this applies to New African people here in America because we have suffered for hundreds and hundreds of years under this United States imperialism, under United States colonialism, presently under United States capitalism. So it is our human right to separate and create our own independent sovereign nation. Human rights, the Declaration of Human Rights also state that no person can be denied of a nationality. I know a lot of people in America, a lot of so-called black people in America, we like to refer to ourselves as African-Americans and stuff like that, but this is not a nationality. Being black is not a nationality. Now, African-American, Africa and America, those are two different continents. They're not an African, they're not nationalities. We have been denied nationality. So on this day, we want to recognize, we want to shine the spotlight on the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. I suggest everyone go out, do some research on it, read it, become familiar with it, and understand, you know, these are rights that we have as human beings, and we should act on these rights and not just simply depend on what Uncle Sam tells you you can and cannot do, which leads us to the topic for today. Being that we have such a long, rich history for struggling for civil rights in this country, should we really be struggling for civil rights? Or should we make a collective effort to struggle for human rights? And I believe it was Brother Malcolm X, which articulated this wonderfully, magnificently in the 60s when he said we should struggle for human rights. That if we simply struggle for civil rights are something that is granted to you, that is given to you by your government or by the government. I shouldn't say your government. Civil rights simply means are simply granted to you as being a citizen. But the problem in America is that African people, black people, are not true citizens. We're second class citizens. If we were truly citizens, there would be no need for civil rights acts, for civil rights bills, for your rights to be protected, because as a citizen, you are granted these rights. But being second-class citizens, even though the United States pretends that everyone is just equal and great and everyone is, has equal protection under the law and so forth and so on, we understand that that is not true. But according to our great warrior, Brother Malcolm, that if you're struggling for civil rights, then you're basically begging the individuals who have violated your rights in the first place to grant you these rights. You're begging the individuals who have benefited from denying you rights, the people who have benefited from exploiting you. You're depending upon these individuals to correct the situation, to grant the situation, grant you the rights in which you deserve, that you should be granted by at birth, not even granted, but just born with. So if we believe anything that our great soldier, Brother Malcolm, said, is that we time out for trying to struggle for civil rights, time out for going operating within the borders or the boundaries of the authority of the United States government, of Uncle Sam. It's time to identify. It's time to define our struggle and connect it with an international, a global movement. Because understand, the enemies in which African people face, new African people, black people in America face, this is a global enemy. The oppression that black people in America face is the same oppression that people face all over the world, the same oppressor. And it truly identify the name of the oppressor. See, it's easy just to say the white man, but that's really not as accurate as it should be. We have to define it concretely, and we have to understand the systems that is driving this oppression, this exploitation on a global level, which is imperialism, colonialism, neocolonialism, in capitalism on a global scale. This is why so much of the world lives in poverty. This is why globally so many people are oppressed. This is why the world is in such turmoil. This is really the reason why so much war. So we have to identify our struggle and define our struggle in a way that connects it with a global struggle. So we are no longer dependent upon Uncle Sam or the people who have historically benefited from our exploitation to try to solve the problems for us. But as always, I am joined by some of the brightest minds in the new African community. And I'm going to open the phones up to get some dialogue going. And I see I have my brother Kakayi on the phone. Brother Kakayi, are you there?
Yes, I am. Free the land, brother.
Free the land. I am, I will. So what do you think? This whole topic, civil rights versus human rights, which should we be struggling for? Should we be still trying to engage into a civil rights movement, a civil rights struggle? Or, you know, should we elevate our movement to human rights? What do you think? What do you want to talk about, brother?
Well, you know, we do need to elevate our struggle towards human rights, and the reason we need to do that is because it's evident that we do not have freedom here. It's evident that our inalienable rights, our God-given rights, are restricted here in the so-called America. And we have to recognize what and define what civil rights truly is. I mean, let's face it, it's really being granted privileges. See, when civil rights came about, people were trying to reform a system, trying to make it more comfortable living here in America. And you can see, based on what was so-called granted, what civil rights were granted, it was the civil rights that were granted were things like being allowed to partake in this system of voting, being able to drink out of the same water fountains, being able to use the restrooms, not being required to enter into the back of the hotels, and you know, little things that really are insignificant when it comes to freedom, and you can understand how insignificant it is, because those privileges that were granted can be at any time taken away, and so we're not trying to reform a system that is designed to exploit and oppress a people. We're trying to take hold of our inalienable rights and have our own land, be free, have freedom, you know, our own independence, our own nation, you know, being able to have self-determination, you know. These are the things that we lack in this country, and all of these things are the things that are required to be free and have our human rights. Like they say, if you've been mistreated and have been duly punished with atrocities, you have the right to stand up and free yourselves by having your own land, having your own nation. These are the things that we need to be talking about. We shouldn't be talking about getting someone to allow us to have equal opportunity in a place that has shown through history that it doesn't treat us fairly. And we don't care about how people treat us. We do our own thing, and we'll treat ourselves the way we need to be treated once we have our own sovereign nation. And that's where the human rights come in. If we recognize that we don't have human rights here, then we'll begin to do the things that will secure our human rights, and that's having our own nation. The Republic of New Africa is the template, is the format in which we should be striving for, having our own land. The five states, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and govern our own selves and determine what's right for us as a people to carry on a nation, not to be trying to ask somebody permission to drink from a water fountain or use the same bathrooms, and then because you have those little privileges, you think you've done something. We haven't done anything. It only gets worse. And so there is a difference, and we need to recognize what our ancestors have told us. We need to be fighting for human rights, because that's what we are being oppressed with, not having our human rights.
All right, brother. All right, well said. And you definitely need to be struggling for human rights. Because you look at it, you know, a lot of times, I think I heard someone say this before, that a lot of our people have gotten comfortable living under white supremacy. You know, it's like we've gotten comfortable. Some of us have, you know, a decent job and make this amount of money and whatever, and they feel that they have a lot invested into this particular system, not understanding that this system is not really offering our people collectively true freedom. So we've gotten comfortable with living under white supremacy, because anytime you're in a situation where collectively your people have no control over the political systems, economic systems, social systems, justice systems, educational systems, all of the systems which govern your lives, then you are living in what's called neocolonialism. Doesn't matter if you have black mayors, doesn't matter if you have a black president, doesn't matter if you have black politicians, because they're all working within or for the interests of a system that is founded on white supremacy. And we have gotten comfortable with that, with living under this system. So when something happens, when one of our children are murdered in the street and nothing happens, we get mad and protest, and then you go back to your job. And that all falls under this whole call, like, civil rights mentality. That everything that we do, every time we struggle, everything that we advocate for has to be within the structure of the system, within the boundary between, but within the borders in which is set forth by this system of white supremacy. If you understand, most of the leaders who were murdered by the government, whether it was Malcolm, Martin, whoever it was, they were always at a point where they were going beyond the boundaries of the system of white supremacy, beyond the boundaries of the United States government, beyond the authority. They were trying to connect internationally, because it's always been a major fear of the United States that these African people, these new African people here in America, will unite with the enemies of America, will unite on a global scale. And all of the global enemies of the United States will join together. So when you're dealing with the whole civil rights mentality, you're really putting yourself within the philosophical, ideological box of the United States of depending upon your oppressor to solve your problems for you, instead of going beyond your oppressor, trying to empower yourself against your oppressor. But I want to get back to the lines. I have my sister Sa'anxa on the line. Sister Sa'anxa, are you there?
Yes, free to land.
Sa'anxa, free to land, I am, I will. So what do you think about this whole conversation about civil rights versus human rights? What's your take on it?
Well, most definitely, human rights should always be what we should be striving for. Honestly, it should be something that we shouldn't even have to strive for, because human rights is your birthright. You have the right to be here on the planet to fulfill your ultimate destiny and to build your life with family, community, with happiness and joy, and you know, fulfill your life to the ultimate. That's a birthright. So human rights is literally just a birthright. Yet, because of white supremacy mentality of greed and hatred and just this ultimate just destruction, we have the question on the table. Oh, what should we be fighting for, civil rights or human rights? When that shouldn't even be a question, but because it is, we're dealing with it. So in terms of the human rights, it's like since it's our birthright, it should be something that comes natural to us. But because of our conditioning within this white supremacist system, we have been conditioned to always have a master. We always have a master over our land, over our education, over our food, over our shelter, all of that. Mind you, not realizing that we are the ones that uphold the system. So within the Republic of New Africa, we're saying let's build our own nation. We have the right, according to the right of human rights in international law, to build our own nation, to create our own nationality, to build for ourselves communities, anything and everything that we could possibly need to sustain ourselves and beyond. That's what we have on the table. So for those that want to strive for just their basic birthright, it's available. But we've been so trained to have a master. And we have to get out of that mentality. We are our own master. We master ourselves, master of our own lives. Because we are already building, we've already built a nation. Built the United States nation and all these other European nations. And when it comes to human rights and fighting for our just our birthright, it has to be on a global level because everything in the world is a domino effect. There's a domino effect. So if, say, we fight for our human rights here and we get it, and other people in some other part of the world don't have that, then we don't have it because it's a domino effect. Anytime a people is oppressing another people, it's a domino effect all over the world. So we have to fight for it on a global level so it won't be an infestation again. And it's a job, but we can do it. We can do it because we're the ones that uphold the system. We're in it, we're working, we're building, we uphold it. All we have to do is take ourselves out of it, build for self, divorce ourselves, literally, on every single level. And we're the answer. We are the answer. We have to have that confidence. We don't have a master. We are master of ourselves. Free the land.
Free the land. I am. I will. Well said. And basically, we in America, is like new African people, we've been trained and conditioned to be dependent upon the system of white supremacy. You know, honestly, as you said, we've been trained to have a master to build it. We need that oppressor to tell us what to do. Even though right now we have the resources that we need to really solve the problems for ourselves. You know, if we get into the mindset of doing for self, if we spent all of the time, the resources and energy that we put into the system that oppresses us and put it into our liberation movement, put it into efforts of things that will liberate our people, will gain us independence, will gain us the four things that actually define true freedom for new African people, which is land, independent self-government, and the creation of an economic system that benefits the whole instead of just the ruling elite. But before we run out of time, I definitely want to talk to my sister, Ayo Deli, who has been holding so patiently for oh so long. Mama Ayo, are you there?
Yes, brother, free the land, free the land.
Free the land, I am, I will. So what are your thoughts on the subject for today?
Well, I think the subject is relevant. It is what is being addressed even today. It has been a continuation of a theme that has gone throughout our history. We've been fighting for human rights again since the first aggression against our African, who we were in a village. African people were aggressed upon, tragically, inhumanely taken from a land using all types of tricks and pitting one group against another group to foster this system of chattel slavery, which depopulated a continent. And our struggle has continued, and even as we have been put into various lands. But what is more relevant is that this is the decade, international decade of the African. This theme has been coming about time after time. The human rights of African people are being addressed in the UN, the World Court, the Hague, every international body. But yet those same international bodies have participated in the enslavement of African people. And they have profited from that enslavement at the very foundation. So this document that came about was addressed by His Excellency, the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, and he addressed it in 1920, 13th, I think. And he actually put out a Declaration of the Rights of Negro People around the world. So from the UNIA at that time. And this document was very relevant because it listed points why this document was being presented to the world, and it actually came up with a list of 54 issues, or I should say points, to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And I think that as a nation, as a new African nation, as a people who are struggling to be free, to show self-determination, I believe this document should be studied and discussed because it has laid the foundation on which the Republic of New Africa has further created a document declaring where we are going to have our independence, the five states in the South, the reasons why. And it's just a natural progression on what Marcus Mosiah Garvey has laid down for us. And there are some very, very pertinent points. We talk about it in the Republic of New Africa. Those points are self-determination, building schools, having our own factories, having our own holidays, all of these things. But people have to understand, we want self-determination. We want our education. We want the way we want to grow our food. We want to have harmony and peace with the world. And we have that human right according to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights that was adopted in 1942 by the United Nations. So we're talking about trying to let the world know that who we are as an African people, that we are new Africans here in America. We have linked our struggle to all of the liberation movements who have imperialism, neocolonialism, white supremacy and racism permeating through their societies. So when we, I would like to just offer a couple of points that I have seen that Garvey has spoken about, if I may. But he did say that some of our rights, we believe in the self-determination of all people. We declare the freedom of religious worship. We further demand free speech universally for all men. These are some of the things that he talked about. He went on to say we proclaim, and I don't know if any one of us have spoken about it and perpetuated, we proclaim the 31st day of August of each year to be an international holiday, to be observed by all Negroes, and we're calling ourselves New Africans. So the document is being updated because we are New Africans. We no longer take that term of Negroes, but historically we know where it came from. So, brother, we offer all of these things for our people to think about because we are in a system that is oppressing us, doesn't allow us to be who we are, can't even supply our basic needs without some type of repercussions, whether it's health, mentality, spirituality, broken family, broken culture. So we are under a system that has taken everything that we came with as an African people, and anything that we have now, we have fought for it. We have incorporated it, be it good or bad. This is who we are as a nation, but we understand our relationship. Our relationship with America and the rest of the world is antagonistic at this point because we are the ones who are being killed. And yet we perpetuate that same violence on one another. So as, yes, we people in the Republic of New Africa, we endorse the Declaration of the Rights of New African Peoples of the World put forth by the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. Free the land.
Free the land, I will, and we are just about out of time. But before we get out of here, I must say this. It is our universal right as human beings that any time a people have suffered long terms of oppression at the hands of another people, at the hands of another race, it is our human rights to separate from those people, to create our own independent, sovereign nation where we see fit. So this idea of new African independence, having an independent, sovereign black nation in which we control, it shouldn't be something that's considered outrageous, crazy, impossible. It's something that we should look at as our human rights. My name is Brother Prophecy, a.k.a. Yayra. I want to thank everybody for joining in. I want to thank everybody for listening in. Pretty soon, we're probably going to have to put on some type of external program to further the discussion of independence and many of the concepts that we talk about on this show. So keep an ear open for that. It'll be most likely held here in the city of Memphis, Tennessee, for this is the base of this particular operation, even though the Republic of New Africa is really an international thing, but it's nationwide. But join us next week as we will always discuss topics that are relevant to the independence movement of New African people. Free the land. We have been trained to hate ourselves
and love white people.
We still are exploited as a people. We're constantly fighting for resources.
We've never been citizens, except on paper.
The participants of this are normally victims of this neo-colonialist system.
You're listening to the voices of New Africa. Free the land. Free the land. Free the land. Free the land. Free the land.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence.